Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I would like to share with you on a subject that I believe will greatly encourage your heart, because as the events of these end times unfold, there are literally only going to be two camps in the world: those that have known and acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who either have not heard of Him or have rejected Him, have refused the salvation that has been extended through the Lord Jesus Christ and His great atonement and redemption for us. And so what I want to share with you is to talk about the mark of the Lord. Now, if you have read recently the book of Revelation, you know there is spoken of in those pages that the Antichrist, who is soon to come upon the face of the earth and put the entire world into bondage, he will cause small and great, everyone living, to receive the mark of the beast if they want to buy and sell. Now, there has been much speculation over the years, as technology has increased, how this mark of the beast might be imposed in the forehead or in the hand. But nonetheless, however it is going to be accomplished, it is something that is a mark of those who have submitted themselves to the reign of the Antichrist. Now, let's take a moment to understand by definition what that word mark means. Mark is a symbol used for identification or indication of ownership. We look back to primitive societies or even our own culture when perhaps early pioneers did not have the time to receive the education of learning how to write or to spell. They would put their mark on a document. And we know the old cowboy tradition, which exists today, of marking their animals, branding their cattle. There's a particular individual mark that is used for individual ranches. And so that's what a mark is. It helps to identify or indicate ownership. Now, a seal is a symbol or mark of office. It's something that confirms, ratifies, or makes secure. It's a guarantee or an assurance, if you will. And I'd like to share a beautiful scripture with you found in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 13. Having believed, you were marked with a seal. I'll continue to read the rest of it, but as I've just shared with you, once you have believed in Jesus, you've accepted Him into your heart and into your life, you were marked. There was something placed upon you that indicated ownership. It indicated an identification with someone. And of course, we know that someone is the Lord. And you were sealed means that you were confirmed or made secure. Because of this seal, it was denoting the ownership that you have as a child of God, that you are, we're not our own, we're His. We have been bought with a price. So having said that, now let me share that verse 13 in Ephesians 1. Having believed, you were marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. We were marked with a seal, and that is the very handiwork of God, the promised Holy Spirit. He is our deposit. He guarantees our inheritance until we actually attain and receive our full inheritance, which is the redemption of our bodies. Now, we know as Paul was ministering by letter in 2 Timothy to his son Timothy, he was sharing that the path of some had been overthrown by false teaching, that the resurrection had already come. So in 2 Timothy 2:19, he declares, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal." Another way, a synonym of seal would be inscription, legend, sign, bearing this guarantee, "The Lord knoweth them that are His." Let me read that again. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." Praise God. Another scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:22. "Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath set His seal upon us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a pledge of future blessings." Praise God. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed to the day of redemption." And then, as we go back to that last book of the Bible, Revelation, we see in Revelation 7:3-4, and let me take the time to read that, Revelation 7:3-4, saying, this was the word of the Lord to the angels, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel." This is now this particular passage referring specifically to the children of Israel. And then in Revelation, the 9th chapter, verse 4, the word says, "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." So we see that this mark, whether a mark of the beast or a mark of the Lord, is going to have a very significant import during the coming days, the final days of this earth age, the days of tribulation. And we have that opportunity now to receive the mark and the seal of the Lord. And when God grants His seal of protection, it's not only a guarantee, it's an assurance of protection, an assurance of His love, of His fellowship, and His ownership, if you will, of that particular child who is given, a child of God who has given himself or herself into the hands of the Lord. Now, what is the seal of the Holy Spirit? And as I meditated upon this, I began to realize it's simply the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the precious blood of the covenant, the atonement. It wasn't just His suffering. It wasn't just the sorrows that He bore, the ridicule, the shame, all that He went through in our behalf. But it was without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So it was required, it was of necessity, that the sinless, perfect Son of Man and Son of God shed His innocent blood on the cross. And beloved, as we accept the Lord and all that He's done for us, we are sealed by His precious blood. The seal of the Holy Spirit is placed upon our lives. Now, let's look at some foundational passages, if you will, in the book of Exodus. And in the 12th chapter, we see there are specific directions regarding the Passover. The word says that this month shall be the first month of the year to you. Every man shall take a lamb for a household without blemish, keep it until the 14th day of the month, and kill it in the evening. And then in verse 7, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Now, why the doorpost? Why was the command very specific? Why couldn't they just put it on the foundation or the roof? Well, I would suggest to you that, speaking of the doorpost, it has reference, if you will, if we can extend it to include this, of the ear and the eye gate, which God has given to us, our ability to hear and our ability to see. What are those but ways of receiving information in this life we live? We know our bodies are basically a house, aren't they? That's what the word says. We are the temple of the living God. And so the ear and the eye, if you will, is a window or way of receiving, and the door or mouth, if you will, is a way of expressing. Through the ear and eye gate, things come in, and the mouth, things go out. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The blood is covering the top and the sides and all around. It's interesting to note that James said, if any man sin not with his tongue, he is the same as a perfect man. And also, as we consider that beautiful foundational passage in Romans 10:9, which refers to salvation, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and it's interesting to note the order here, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. Thank you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.